Today, sharing the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Gimel Omud Beis. We are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to finish up in Yirtzeh Hashem, Simen Tov Lamed Aleph, the halachos of Bedikas Chametz, and then we're going to start the bracha, Simen Tov Lamed Beis, of Bedikas Chametz. So we begin on the very top line. We had done the start of Sif Beis yesterday, that a person should be careful. Yizara kol adam shelo yasle b'shum l'locha v'lo yochal achiv. A person shouldn't do anything before he does a Bedikas Chametz. And the Machaber continues and he says, va'afilu im yeshlo eis kavua lilmod. Lo yilmot ad shiyavdok. This is something that you're rarely going to hear a rabbi say, don't learn. And here, the halacha is, even if a person has a set chavrusi, has a set shir, that he goes to learn every night, if the night is the night of Bedikas Chametz, you shouldn't learn until you do your Bedikas Chametz. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Zayin explains, Gam bazeh yesh osrim af b'chatzi shoh shemikodem. Just like we spoke yesterday with work and with eating, you shouldn't even start doing those things a half an hour before the Zman of Bedikas Chametz, so half an hour before Tzeisa Kochavim, you shouldn't do these things, so too by learning, because Dilma Ose Liam Shuchei Harbe, because the person could easily get drawn into a sugya, get drawn into his learning, before you know it, he hasn't done the Bedikas Chametz in the right time. Unless, in Lo Shebikesh Le'echot Sheyashkirenu Kishiyovu Zman, unless he sets a person, and tells the person, listen, as soon as it's Zman for Bedikas Chametz, come and interrupt my learning, so this way I won't get involved in the sugya, even if I do, you'll come and stop me. Now, the issue footnote number 8 brings down that the halacha is a little bit different in regards to Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis. There we learned in Simen Reish Lamed Hei, Sha'afa Bisha also Lecho Elishav Chatzi Shor Kodim Zman Kriyas Shema, even though during the night time you're not allowed to go do anything in the half hour before Zman Kriyas Shema as well, because you may come to forget Kriyas Shema, Mikomoko Mutter, you're allowed to learn then. And after mitzvah, a little more bosses mind. You are allowed to learn then. So learning there is different than learning here by Bedikas Chametz. The issue footnote number 9 brings down that when you're asking somebody to go and remind you that it's now time for Bedikas Chametz, and therefore you can learn, it's only if the other person's not learning with you or learning himself, because otherwise it won't help, because he's also going to get engrossed in his sugya, and both of you will forget. He adds as well, this is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Shadov Zemoel Rak Shuchel Lasuk Medivei Torah B'Yosef Shoh. Avo lasok b'divrei rishus oser. This idea of appointing a shomer, somebody to tell you that it's zman for Bedikas Chametz, is only good if you're learning, but it's not if you want to do something else. You want to go play basketball, so then you can't have a shomer come and tell you it's time to now do Bedikas Chametz. Now the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, however, there are those that disagree with this din. He says, v'yesh matirin le'inyon limud mikodem. There are those that allow you to learn beforehand in the half hour before the zman of Bedika. V'rak b'higia hazman shel tzeisa kochav maser. And only from the time that the actual zman of Bedika occurs, that's when you're not allowed to learn. And b'afla osu, and even according to those that forbid you, ain't also el belomi b'veisa. That's only if you're learning alone in your house, where you could easily get engrossed in the sugya and forget about doing the bedika. Aval alom dim shir halacha b'vesa medrash ach hatfilas hatfila mutter. But if you're learning in shul after you daven mincha and now you're waiting till daven mariv, so then you'd be allowed to learn over there. The halo yemuchav b'vadi lo l'vesa, because you're definitely going to come home, so there's no way you're going to forget to do the bedika entirely, because you're not going to sleep in the shul. You're going to come home, and when you come home, you remember to do the bedika. However, even in this situation, mikomakom avze eno mutter ella halomed below pilpul. That's only allowed for general learning, but not the very involved, deep learning. Avo bapilpul, when you're getting engrossed in the sugya, chayshinu b'chol gavne dilma osi le'ashm shuchay. You're going to get so involved in it, before you know it, it's going to be very, very late already, and you're going to forget to do the bedika. Mishnah Berurah Simen Katan Ches tells us, le'inyan tefilas marav. What about davening marav before the bedikas chametz? So osan anaspalin marav bizmano b'tzibor. Those that are davening at the optimal earliest time in the tzibor, yispalu mikodem. They're allowed to go and daven before they do the bedika. The torach lekapsa nachakach, because even though the bedika is a very important mitzvah to do, but to have everybody go home and then come back to shul would be too much of a tircha, and therefore you're allowed to daven first. V'gam in lochosh kol kach shishkach livdok. And likewise, there's no concern over here that you're going to forget to do bedika, because everybody's davening together, and after you finish davening, you're all going to go home and do the bedika. Sharei tefila hidavar kavua. This is a set thing. Einu shayach bo shema yimsho. And you know, it's going to take 15 minutes, however long it's going to take, so therefore there's no concern over here. However, by mispalo b'beis, so if somebody's davening alone by himself in his house, so then yitain li acher livdok, it would be preferable for somebody else to do the bedika for him at the optimal time, and he davens at the same time. We mispalo. Da'idizeh yikayim shneim bismanim. This way, both the tvila and the bedika are done in the optimal time. However, v'yilek acher, if there's nobody else there to do the bedika for him, then da'aloch l'maisa yispalo tchila, first daven marv, and then do the bedika. However, if he always davens unfortunately, alone at night, by himself in his house, so yivdo tchila, then do the bedika first, the kivin derogil bakach, lo chayshinun kokach shema yishkach. We're not concerned over here that he's going to forget to do mariv, because he does this every night. However, he brings down the Mishabura Vachok Yaakov, he brings down the Chok Yaakov, who says, the olam yispal tchila, we always daven mariv first, before the bedika, and the reasoning is the tadir v'sheinu tadir tadir kodim. We have a principle that when you have something that comes regularly and something that comes less regularly, if you're able to do both, then you do the more regular item first. The issue, footnote number 10, brings down that the understanding behind the cholkim over here is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Lefishus man kriyashma tefila he kol alayla. You can technically daven kriyashma and say the Mariv all night long, or at least certainly until Chatzos. And therefore, even though it's a mitzvah min amuvchol to read Kriyat Shema as early as you can once it's Seisa Kochavim, nevertheless, lo over al takonas chachamim im omrim behem shechalayla. You're not over in Isser or here doing something wrong against the chachamim if you do it later in the night. As opposed to the Bedikah Aschametz, we said, according to some, the mitzvah is really lichatchila at the beginning of the night, dafka, and it's only b'di'evit that you yotzi later on. And therefore, imlo bodak b'trilas alayla over al takonas chazal. Therefore, that's why the chokim over here say you should daven mariv after you do the bedikah. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, v'im hischil l'mod mibod yom, if you began learning when it was permissible to learn. In this situation, ein tzorich l'hafzik, you don't have to stop learning. The Mishnah Berurah explains the sifkot and tes. The same thing applies, v'hu adin shar melochos, all the other things that we said you're not allowed to do once it's the zman for the bedikah, so you're allowed to do them if you started them when it was permissible to do them. You can continue doing them. Mishnah Berurah sifkot and yud, bizman heter. What does it mean that you started them when it was permissible? When it was absolutely permissible, not during the half hour beforehand. L'chein ein tzorich l'hafzik, since you started with permission, you don't have to stop. Because afilu b'kriyashma, even the mitzvah kriyashma, which is a daraisa, if you started doing something beforehand, you don't have to interrupt it to say kriyashma. Kaimulam b'simin reish lamadei. We learned this already when we were learning Hilchos Ma'ariv. The imhiskul b'heter ainu mafsik. If you started when it was permissible, i.e. during the daytime, it's allowed to continue, even though you haven't said kriyashma yet. Ayin sham, look over there for those halachos. The imhiskul b'zmana iser. And if you, in fact, however, began during the half-hour period of time beforehand or during the time of already the zman of the bedikah, l'kul yama posik, then everybody agrees you have to stop. The bedikah aschametz have a deraisa kol zman shelo bitel. If you didn't do the bitel, so then there is a chiyah to do bedikah aschametz midaraisa. And certainly, ubidaraisa posik, just like with kriyashma, you have to go and stop, so to over here, k'moshe kosa b'simul amri shlamadeh, by kriyashma, so to over here, by the bedikah aschametz, it applies as well. Now we go to the Rambam. The Rambam says, however, v'yesh omrim shetzorich lahafsik. There are those opinions that say that even if you started beheter, you have to stop over here. And the Rambam concludes, v'chei nirali ikr. This appears to me to be the halacha l'maisa. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nidalev tells us, after hiskul beheter, even though you began perfectly beheter. So there's no reason you couldn't have done what you did l'chatrila. However, once it becomes the zman for the bedikas chometz, you have to stop. What's the reason? V'taima, the ikr mitzvah l'chatrila kavu chachom l'tchilas halayla. As we've already said previously, the ikr mitzvah, it's not just that it's a good thing to do it first so you don't forget, but the ikr mitzvah is to do it at the beginning of the night, and therefore v'alkein tzorich l'hafzik, and therefore you have to stop k'dei sheyiskayim mitzvah kitzikuna in order to do the mitzvah properly. And Sivkot Yudbeis, the Ramot said, v'kenir li'ikar, so he says, v'hu adin l'shar malachus. The same halach applies with all shar malachus as well. You have to stop. U'mikom mokum nir, de'ein tzorich l'hafzik, ela kishyagi hazman, shotzei sekochavim. He says, you do have to stop, but you only have to stop when it actually becomes the zman for the bedik haschomim, if it's sekochavim. You don't have to stop in the half hour before, which you wouldn't be allowed to have started then, but if you started beheta before then, you can continue during this half-hour period of time beforehand, and you only have to stop according to this machmir opinion, which the Ramah says is the halacha, once you reach this man of bedikas chometz, stay sakochavim. With this, we conclude Simen Tof Lamed Aleph, and now we can begin Simen Tof Lamed Beis, din birkas bedikas chometz, the halacha of the bracha of bedikas chometz. And the Mechaber starts Sif Aleph, kodim shiyaschu livdok. Before you do the bedika, we make a bracha. We always do the bracha, kodem la siyosun. What the Mishnah Berurah refers to in Sif Kaftan Aleph, Kidei Shetehiya Bracha Over Las Yosem. Before you do the action, that's when we always make the bracha, immediately beforehand. And therefore, Kodem Shiasu Livdok, the Mechaber says, Yivarech Asher Kitchen Mitzvah Tzivanu, you make a bracha, Ushemu Malchus, Bracha Toshem Lakinu Malchalam, Asher Kitchen Mitzvah Tzivanu, Al Bir Chometz. That is the Nusach of the bracha, Al Bir Chometz. In fact, if you were to say Al Bedikas Chometz, so the Prima Gadim is brought down in Dershu footnote number 5, it says you would not be Yotze. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis says, Yesh Omrim Shetov Sheyitol Yodov Kodem. Before you make the bracha, you should wash your hands. And the reason for this is, V'hu Rak Mishum Nikius. This is for cleanliness purposes, for the proper way that you should make a bracha with clean hands, not a din of Tumah over here. The issue footnote number one brings down, why do we only say the bracha of al bir chametz? Why don't we make a shechianu? And he brings down a number of reasons. So first he brings down from the Rosh. He says the whole essence of this bracha of the bedikah over here is to prepare for the yontif. And therefore we're so mech on the shechianu that we're going to make on yontif itself. Another reason brought down by the Torah, afish ein hamitzvah teluya bisman misuyim davka. The mitzvah here of the bedikah is not set at a designated point in time, because let's say somebody's going away on a trip and he's going to leave before Pesach, or he's going to come back on Pesach from his trip. So he has to do the bedikah well beforehand. You can even do the bedikah from Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, the Torah says over here, that's why there's no shechianu, because you only make a shechianu at a specific time for a specific mitzvah. Another reason brought down by the Avudram, that we don't say shechianu only for things that bring simcha v'hanor l'guf. You make a shechianu on something that you get direct pleasure from. And while the bedikah chametz over here is an important mitzvah, it's actually a difficult mitzvah to perform physically, and you're going to have to throw away all your chametz and burn it, and therefore we don't make a shechianu on this loss. Another reason that the Avudram brings down, that we don't make a shechianu except at the completion of a mitzvah. And the bedikah is not the gemar mitzvah. The bir is the gemar mitzvah. And therefore, we don't make the shechianu on the bedikas chametz. And finally, another reason is brought down by the Meiri, that we don't make a shechianu except on a mitzvah, she'en ikaro la'atzmo elu l'hachokas aveira. That we only make a shechianu on something that's a mitzvah itself, and not that it's preventing you from doing something wrong. And the bedikah over here, the essence of this is that you shouldn't do something wrong. You shouldn't be over by your rabbi, by your matzeh, and therefore we don't make a shechianu on it. The issue footnote number two brings down, who has to go wash their hands? So he brings out for the Prima Gadim that Gam B'nei Beiso, all the people that are doing the bedikah with you, even if they're children, should go and wash their hands as well. And he says, you're not doing the washing of the hands because you're making a bracha alone. El mishum shabedikah bo l'taras haregel. It's a spiritual idea over here that you're coming to go and sanctify and purify the holiday of Pesach, and therefore you should do this b'nikiyus, and therefore Gam B'nei Habayis Shabotkim Yitlu Yisidayim, even though they're not making the bracha, they can answer amen to your bracha, they should wash their hands as well. If a person daven marav and he washes his hands before he daven marav and he does the bedikah immediately right afterwards, so the Aruch HaShulchan says you don't have to make a separate washing of the hands now, you can rely upon the washing of your hands before marav that you didn't have your dayim jumping around all over the place and they're still tar. And finally, he says, Habode kodim zman habedikah. If somebody does the bedikah before the zman of the bedikah, for example, somebody is going away on a trip, so he does the bedikah before you dalit. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, in that situation, you don't have to wash your hands. He says, the whole purpose of the washing the hands is because you're going to make a bracha, and you want your hands to be clean when you make the bracha. And therefore, kishabode kodem azman, she'enam avarech ala bedikah, you're not making a bracha at that point in time. He says, it's not necessary to wash your hands. Certainly nothing wrong if you do. Finally, the issue footnote number three brings down here for the Marshal. And he says, Sha'afa pishanoto yodav liperos hare migasi aruach. Even though there is a custom that people wash their hands before they eat fruit, and that's based upon what the din was, the yadayim that are misuavos, that are tameh, that touch water, they make the water a rishon, and then they would make the fruit a sheni. And even though we're not knowing in dinim of tum and tara today, certainly in the times that they were, this was a concern. So there are some people that do this, but they're considered arrogant people if they're not on that madrega. So he says, do we consider such a person over here who washes his hands before the bedikah to be an arrogant person? He says, no. Bedikah chametz harei zebo machmas haregel. That's because of the yontif. And therefore, mitzvah chashuvahi v'roi lasosu b'nikiyus. And you should do it properly with clean hands, and you don't have to be concerned about being a gasei haruach, being an arrogant person, if you wash your hands before you do the mitzvah bedikah chametz. I should point out, this idea is also brought down in regards to washing your hands before you do other mitzvahs as well. For example, before you go and light the Chanukah lich, etc. Mishnah Berurah in Sivka and Gimel tells us that the nusach of the bracha we said is al bir chametz. The alpha gav de eno mevayr ad lemocha. Even though the lashon of bir chametz implies you're burning the chametz and you're not doing that till the morning, the following morning, nevertheless, mikol makom, kiven the bedikah zu letzorech bir. It's for the purposes of eventually doing the bir, having me in habir. Therefore, it's considered part of the bir, and therefore we make the bracha al bir chametz. And he says, "Ve'ein mevarchem al bedikas chametz." You don't make the lashon of bedikas chametz. The ein zesof mitzvah, because it's not the end of the mitzvah. Ve'gam ein mevarchem al bitul chametz, because even the ikar bitul totally belev. That's something that's totally dependent upon what your thoughts are. Ve'ein mevarchem al davar shebelev. We don't make a bracha on a davar shebelev. The issue footnote number four does bring down that when we're mafresh trumas and meisers, ayi de machshava, we do make a bracha on that. And he brings down from Rabbi Kiva Eger the difference over here between being mafresh trumas and meisers, which you could make a bracha on dover shebelev, ayi de machshava, versus over here, ayin and the issue footnote number four. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes over here in Sifkot and Gimel, in Berech Levair, instead of the Lashon Albir, you said Levair, Yotze, you would be Yotze in that situation. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Vim Hiskel Livdok below Bracha. If somebody didn't realize he's supposed to make a Bracha, or he forgot to make the Bracha, for whatever the reason, Yevarech Kozman Shalosiem Bedikoso. He's still allowed to, brought down the name of the Kolbo, you're allowed to still make the Bracha, as long as you haven't completed the bedika. This is the same halacha, for example, if somebody is eating something. If you're eating something and you realize, oh, you forgot to make a bracha on it, so as long as there's still food left, you make a bracha at that point in time. Once you've finished eating, however, you can't make the bracha rishon anymore. So to avia, once you finish the bedika, you can't make the bracha al bir chametz anymore, but if there is still bedika left, you can still make the bracha al bir chametz. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Dalet says, the kol man shelo siyem, as long as you haven't finished, you're still called mikre adayin over lasioso. It's still called before performing the mitzvah, because there's still mitzvah left to perform. V'im kvar siyem habedika, but if you did complete the bedika, lo yivarech achshav, you're not allowed to go and make the bracha. The issue footnote number 6 brings down, even if it's toch kidei dibur le'achar bedika, you just finished it, you just remembered, oh, I didn't make the bracha, and you say it within toch kidei dibur, within the amount of time that it says, it would take you to say, Shalom Alecha Rebbe or Shalom Alecha Rebbe Amori. Nevertheless, in that situation, it's not called over lasiyosa, and the Kaf HaChaim brings down, you can't make the bracha in that situation. Mishnah Berurah says, what should you do? El Yavarech Lamacha Bishas Sreifa. Then you can make the bracha when you burn the chametz the next day, because the Hamivarchim al Bir Chametz, because that bracha is on Bir Chametz. And even though you made a bittul yesterday at the time after you completed the bedika, nevertheless, you can still say, Abir chametz, mikom makum chayiv l'sarfo, mitakonetz chachamim. So you still have an obligation to burn it, therefore you can. Because also, when you said it at night, it's only the chametz that you don't know about. The chametz shera lo bitel. And the chametz that you do know about, you haven't yet been mevatel. So therefore, there's no problem saying, I'll be your chametz the next morning. This is brought down in the Taz, the Mogen Ram, and also other achronim. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, V'yesh me'achronim desfira lehu. There are achronim that say, D'lo niskina habrocha kiyim b'yes habdika. Note that the bracha is only during the time of the bedika. And this is brought down, and then the Chok Yaakov, the El Yerabah, and the Bach, and also the grass. And therefore, according to all of these achronim, Yivarach b'shas sreifa below Shem Machus, you can say the bracha without Hashem's name, so just say, Baruch, and then Asher Kishon Nesavet Zivanu, Al Bir Chometz, V'nir Esharot Zilismoch Levarach Ein Mochum Yodah. But if you want to rely upon the other opinion, say you can make the bracha, it is okay, and therefore, the Yeshlo Amid Lismo, because you have those that you can rely upon, as the Shaar HaTzion says in Os Dalet, Ki Od Kamo Achronim Omdim Mishita Zo, HaChokayim and Arshalom Chayodim, and therefore, Bidyevit, you can't make the bracha at that point in time. Again, you should make it during the nighttime when you do bedika, but if you forgot, you can make it the next day during the sreifa as well. The Mechaber continues and he says, V'yizar shlo yedaber ben habracha l'tchilas habdika. One has to be careful not to have any interruption between the bracha and the starting of doing the bedika. And furthermore, v'tov shlo yedaber dvar macherim achi yigmar kol habdika. And ideally, you shouldn't make any interruption even if you started the bedika, that's not an essential part of the bedika. If you need to talk for the bedika, you're allowed to, but you shouldn't have other conversations that are unrelated to the bedika until the end. Kidei shiyosim es libo, so that you should pay attention over here. Livdok b'chol ha'makom shemachlisim b'chometz, that you should pay attention to look in all of the proper places to make sure you're not missing some place that could have potentially had chometz. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Hay explains, u'b'di'evet im soch b'dvarim she'ein tzarach habdika. If a person, in fact, did interrupt from saying the bracha till the start of the bedika, yachzav yivarach, you actually have to go and make the bracha again, because the hivsik ben habracha leha mitzvah, because you interrupted between the bracha and the mitzvah, and any interruption between the bracha and the mitzvah is a hefsik. As the issue footnote number 7 reminds us that we learned previously in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin that in between the bracha of amotzi and the eating of the bread, that even if you said one word, that's considered a hefsik and tzarech lachzav yivarach. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Vav tells us, "Ubazeh ein tzarech lachzor levarach." If you interrupted after you started the bedika, then while it's not a good idea to do so, you don't have to repeat the bracha. Given shekvar hiskul b'mitzvah, once you started the mitzvah, it's not a problem that you talked in between. Again, ideally, you shouldn't. Ubedvarim shem tzarech habedika, gam lechatchila yuchel daber. And anything that's needed for the bedika, can you get me please a flashlight? Can you please get me a match to relight the candle? Shezeh ein choshev hefsek klal. That's not at all considered a hefsek. The issue footnote number 8 brings down, if a person has to go to the bathroom during the bedikas chametz, Rav Yashiv says that you could make the asher yotze, that's not considered an interruption, and that is also the opinion of Rav Ozan Atzal. And Rav Ozan Atzal adds, she'af yochol lanos amen, ubaruch uvaruch shemot, if somebody else makes a bracha, and yochol levaruch birchas re'em ubaruch, if in fact it's thunder or lightning, you'd be allowed to make the brachas for them as well. With this, we conclude today's shiur.